And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We are going to get it started for you right now. And after 72 years in business, the Ossentoski family has made the decision to step away from the farm implement dealership industry. They are excited to announce they have sold their operation in Bad Axe to TNT Equipment. Tim Ossentoski has been the owner-operator of Ossentoski Farm Equipment since 1975, taking over from his father Clarence and grandfather Lewis, who started the dealership in 1954. Ossentoski Farm Equipment has been a staple of the Huron County farming community, and TNT Equipment is excited to step in and continue to serve the Huron County community. Tim and the Ossentoski families would like to personally thank the Tri-County area farmers for their support over the years. He would also like to thank the many employees who helped support them for the many years they have been here. Many of the familiar faces of Ossentoski Farm Equipment are still going to be here, and Tim would like to thank the TNT organization for the easy transition and hopes the great relationships formed over the years continue to grow. TNT Equipment has been owned by the Teague family since the mid-80s. The years have brought growth, challenges, and opportunities. Expanding into Bad Axe and becoming a two-store location is exciting. Thank you to the Ossentoski family for giving TNT this opportunity. The transition has been going smoothly with both owners making all the customers and employees a top priority. Building strong relationships and carrying on the Case IH brand ensures that you will continue to be valued customers. Stop in and say hi to both the familiar and new faces. And two people were safely rescued Tuesday afternoon after their 54-foot yacht ran aground on the Port Austin Reef near the Port Austin Lighthouse. Huron County Central Dispatch received the distress call shortly after 1:15 p.m. after the disabled vessel began taking on water in shallow water. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen and Conservation Officer Kyle Buchholz, who were already in Port Austin, responded by boat. Before they arrived, a nearby Navy Sea Cadet training vessel launched a Zodiac rescue craft and safely removed the two occupants, a father and daughter from the Detroit area. The pair was then transported back to Port Austin by responding officers. No injuries were reported. Authorities say the boat was traveling from Port Sanilac to Tawas when a navigation error caused it to strike the reef. The Port Austin Fire Department was initially dispatched with a rescue boat, but was canceled before launching. Salvage crews are expected to recover the yacht after making temporary hull repairs to control flooding caused by damage from the grounding. And according to a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd, organizers are seeking Babcock's removal from her District 7 Commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 2558 on February 8, 2025, authorizing zoning changes to allow a 15-acre asphalt and concrete crushing and recycling operation in an area zoned for agricultural and residential uses. The filing marks the first step in Michigan's recall process. Petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can be qualified for the ballot. As of now, the filing of the petition does not remove the commissioner from office, and no election has been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. And we will be right back with your weather after this brief public service announcement.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. There are no obituaries to report at this time. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.